Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. It's good to see you this morning, as well as you, too. You know, and God is good. And all the time, God is good. I like your spirit this morning. Want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And God has seen fit to allow us to reach out to be a part of his services once again. You know, many started the road the same time some of us did. But they're not here today. But God has allowed you to be here, and for this you ought to be eternally and ever grateful. So this morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from Proverbs 13, and the verses number 22 in the Bible says, "A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." This morning we want to talk for a few minutes. Memories a father should leave his children. Let us go to God in prayer before we go any further. O righteous God, which art in heaven, we are so thankful today that you have allowed us to be able to come to your service this morning, for it is your day and we're so eternally grateful. Father, we thank you for each and every person in this auditorium this morning, but we're also praying for those who are not here. We just pray that at the next appointed time that they may find their way here. We pray for those who may be traveling. We pray for traveling grace and arriving mercies. Father, we pray for those who are not here because they are sick. Especially, we pray for healing for them. We pray for those who are working and unable to be here that, once again, that they may be able to be with us at the next appointed time. Father, we pray for the sick and the shut-in, especially those in this local congregation. We pray and thank you for each and every member and their family member that may be ill. We pray for those who may be grieving the loss of a loved one. We thank you, Father, and pray for strength for them. We pray for the leaders of this congregation and their families. We pray that there may be blessings bestowed upon them, Father, as they go along this path called life. Father, we thank you for health, strength, food, clothing, and shelter, as we have had our opportunity to have all of these things, O Lord. We pray for all the brethren who have taken part in the services thus far. We pray for those who shall come from this point on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for those who lead our world in which we live. And we just pray that they not make any rules or regulations that would hinder us from serving thee in spirit and truth. We pray for the churches of Christ everywhere, especially those who are holding up the bloodstained banner of Christ. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for everything you do for us, and we pray now as we move into this service that the things we do and say may be found acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Let us all say amen. There are many examples of good men in the Bible, in the Bible or the Word of God. There are also examples of proper guidance on rearing children, both directed at mothers and fathers. But today we're going to be speaking of the fathers. We're going to be speaking to the fathers. Child rearing has a twofold responsibility. Number one, parents should do all they can to give the children a chance at a good life. Number two, children should be responsive to their parents' instructions and guidance, especially understanding that the parents have authority over them. Now, today's message is related to fathers because it is the father who is supposed to be the head of the family. Fathers should strive to leave their children some things to remember them by, especially realizing early on that they will not always be around to teach them anything further. Let us look at some things that should be left to remembrance, to their memories. Leave them memories of the Word of God. Let them remember how that you taught them about God, and as in Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 through 9. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. And these words which I command this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when you walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and thy gates. In other words, teach your children all the time and all manners of whatever you may be doing. In other words, teach them about God all the day long. Have daily conversations about the Word of God, that they may build love for not only you, the Father, but for the Lord also. When you show love for God, they too may develop that same love. Teach them that they may remember not only God's word, but show them also that you believe in the Lord. You know, the Bible is simple enough that all can follow it and instruct others in it. And I may as well tell you, bringing your kids to church does not constitute you coming to church. If you drop your kids off at the stairwell outside and walk them to the door, that don't mean that you've been to church. That means you dropped your kids off at church. You've got to set the example for the children and teach them that I'll go in too. Teach them that you have a love for the Lord. Leave them memories of your love, not only of them, but also for the love of the Lord. The text tells us to leave an inheritance even for your children's children. In Matthew chapter 19 and verses 13 and 14, Jesus was speaking to the little children. The little children were brought to Jesus that he should put his hands on them and pray. Then Jesus said, "Suffer little children," or in other words, "leave them alone. Forbid them not to come unto me." When a father loves his children, he will gladly allow Jesus into their lives. Leave them memories. Teach them that not only do we as fathers love them, but let them know also that Jesus loves them and want them to come to him. Far too many children go to bed at night without the hug of a father, but instead with thoughts of despair and fear of wondering if I'll live through the night, wondering if I'll be harmed while I'm asleep, or even will I ever see my dad again. Leave your kids memories of you telling them how much you love them. Leave them memories of how much you care about them. It is always a sad commentary when you hear adults tell stories of how they can't recall ever being told by their fathers that I love you. I'm not saying that any father here today is guilty, but all I'm saying is that being a great father is a work in progress. What I'm saying is there is always room for improvement, and the Bible is the best manual on self-improvement I know of. For Psalms 119 and 105 says, tells us, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." The Bible will show us the way to go, how to go as well as direct our steps. Now, verse number 22 of the text says, of Proverbs 13 says, "A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." You ought to leave something for your children. And you know, some folk think that means you just leave money to them. But you know, there are some things that are greater than money in this world. And we always like to tell things like what money can't buy. Well, there are a lot of things that money can't and will not buy. But money is good to have, don't get me wrong, because we need money to get along. We live in a society based on money. We live in a society where everything takes money to get and to possess. Now, I know some say, well, as long as I got credit, I got money. But that's not so. When the credit runs out, you still need money. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't leave your kids money, but I'm simply saying you leave them some precious memories. You leave them some memories to remember you by, because let's face it, we're not always going to be here. Leave them memories of your love toward others. Fathers need to teach their children how to love others. Now, just as I talk about quite frequently around here, we need to love each other, but fathers need to teach their children how to love others, just as the Bible tells us in John chapter 13 and verse number 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. That's Jesus speaking. A father is responsible for his house, and he should make sure that he teaches his kids not only right from wrong, but also that it is important to know that the word of God is meant to save them from the eternal fire of heaven. We should never deprive our children of memories of our service to the Lord. Leave them with memories of the knowledge of God that they can use to serve the Lord as well. I read something the other day, and I just think I might want to share it with you. It was a child's opinion of his or her father. It says, at 4 years old, my daddy can do anything. At 7, my dad knows a lot, a whole lot. At 8, my father does not know quite everything. Oh, well, at age 12, naturally, dad does not know that either. At age 14, dad is hopelessly old-fashioned. At age 21, oh, that dad of mine, he is out of date. By age 30, I must find out what dad thinks about it. Before we decide, we will get dad's idea first at age 35. At age 50, what would dad have thought about that? And at age 60, my dad knew everything. But by age 70, I sure wish dad was around so I could talk it over with him. You see, as that child progresses along, leave him things to consider about the day, about you, fathers. Father's Day. We don't get as much recognition about us as we do about the mothers, but nevertheless, we want to remember that we are the guiding force of our household, fathers, and we need to leave our children some memories to remember us by. So I ask the question this morning, what will you leave for your children? Will it be positive, precious memories? Or will it leave memories of pain and I don't care attitude because you were never around anyway? Will you leave memories of counting the time until you get home, or those of counting the time until you leave the house? Will you leave memories of time spent teaching from God's word? Or will you leave memories of never opening the word of God to your children? We must reach them to win them to Jesus. We must teach and train them for Jesus. When you think about the memories that we can leave our kids, we and our memory can influence our children greatly. Now, being a good dad doesn't mean that simply that you buy your kids everything they ask you to buy them. It's more to it than that. There's about teaching them and training them and bringing them up in the admonition of the Lord. We've got to learn that God loves us, but he also loves the children, and he wants the children to love him as well. And we've got to teach that to them. When our children are little babies, it's not too early to start teaching them. It's never too early to start training up your kids and bringing them up in the way that they should go, and they will not depart from it. When you think about it, the world needs a lot more love for the children of the world. The world needs a lot more understanding and compassion from fathers. And I pick on fathers a little bit because fathers are supposed to be the head of the household. Now, I know there are many households that does not have a father in them. But that's not the way it's supposed to go. It's supposed to be different than that. It's supposed to be where the father is there and the mother is there, and you're training up your children that they may grow up in righteousness. When I think about how many people in the world can make the statement, I wish my father had been around more often. That's a sad commentary, church. That's a sad commentary because that tells me that they were not used to having their father there that much. And it's even a sadder commentary when a person tells you, I don't really know who my father is. We know that there was a father, but he or she doesn't know who it was. When you want to leave your kids' memories, you want to leave them precious memory. You want to leave them with your kids with a memory or foundation based on the Word of God, your love for them and your love for others. Look at the text again. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of a sinner is laid up for the just. When I think about that text, I think about how much it's saying there. How much is it saying? It says a good man leaveth his inheritance to his children, leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. That means that inheritance goes all the way down the line. When you think about it, what kind of memory do you want to leave for your children? Now, today the world recognizes Father's Day. And I read in the bulletin this morning that the first Father's Day went back to the early 1900s. But still, you don't want to replace the Lord's Day with Father's Day. You want to simply be a part of Father's Day, but you want the Lord to be involved in not only your life, but your children's life as well. And when I woke up this morning, something crossed my mind. What crossed my mind was that, where would I be without you, O Lord? And I started humming in my own mind and thinking to myself, Lord, remember me. And I thought about it a little while longer, and I decided that, Lord, you have remembered me because you lifted my eyelid open and propped it open that I may get up from my sleepy night. And I thought how good God is. I thought about the Lord and all of his fantastic blessings. And I thought about how can I leave those blessings for my kids, my own memories for my kids. What's the best way? And the best way I can think of is to let them know that I love the Lord. And that if I can teach them the ways to go, just maybe they'll keep those memories for when I'm not here. Because I know that I'm not going to be here forever. And neither are you. When I think about all of the types of memories that are available to teach your children, the best way is the Word of God. As I said earlier, there's no better manual for instructions in life than the Bible because it has it all. It has it all. And then when I move down to verse number 24 in this text, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. That means you've got to sometime lay the rod to your children. And I know what they say today. They say if you do that, you get picked up for child abuse. Well, I think you have to make a decision about that. You have to decide, do you want your children to be brought up right in the Lord, or do you consider child abuse as something that you are afraid of? You see, the system is made to lock our children up, not to teach them. And we are to teach them, not the system. We send our children to school on a daily basis. And how many times have I heard teachers complaining about they send these bad kids to us and we can't do nothing with them because they couldn't do anything with them? How many times have children left home with no breakfast in their stomach, with nothing to eat in their household? How many times have parents allowed the children to get themselves up and ready for work, up and ready for school, because they didn't have the time? They had to work and get out on time. There must be a better way, and I'll admit I don't have all the answers, but I'll tell you what does have the answers. This right here. This has all the answers you can ever need or want about rearing your children, about raising the family, about teaching the children. When I think about the Bible, the Word of God, there's so much in the Bible. There's so much there to teach our children and instructions given to us on how to raise our children. You know, I remember, and I use it often, I remember the story of the prodigal son. We all remember that story. I'm sure you've heard it many times before. But when you think about it, the father could have been the kind that didn't acknowledge his son coming home, but he was there when his son came home. He was there when his son left, and he was there when his son came home. He gave him what he asked for, his inheritance, his portion. And he was still there after the son went away and spent wildly. But he came back home, and the father was still there. He prepared a feast for him, and he accepted him back home. That's what our father does for us, and that's what we as fathers need to do for our children. I think that sometimes if there was a little bit more love in the world, there wouldn't be so much crime and juvenile delinquency. We can put the police out on guard. We can put the system on trial, but nothing will take the place of our loving our kids and teaching our children. And that's what a father does. Now, I don't know if maybe you say, well, I'm not a father, so why should I listen to this message? Well, if you're a man, you have the potential of being a father one day. And somebody may say, well, I'm going to treat my kids the right way if and when I ever have my children. Well, that's good. That's a good attitude to have. But one thing I want to caution you on. As you grow older, your patience gets shorter. You know what I'm talking about? What you used to be able to withstand, you can't always withstand anymore. Your kids will make you angry. Your kids will make you want to slap them. And sometimes that's not a bad thing. But one of the things I want you to understand, you don't slap your kids because you're angry at them. You slap them because you want to teach them. Now, this message today was simply four fathers, two fathers, and it was about the Lord himself, how that he said, suffer the little children to come to me. In other words, don't cut them out. Don't stop them from coming to me. Bring them on. Let them come. Jesus loved the children. Jesus loves us. But we've got to get it together, church. We've got to try to put a dent in all of this stuff that's going on around in the world today. And the only way I know to do that is for fathers to go back to being fathers. If you say, I've never left being a father, then father, need to go back and make sure that you're doing it right in being a father. I think about my own life. I think that I made some mistakes in being a father. And I don't mind admitting it, but I'll tell you something. I think, I pray, and I hope that I've corrected those mistakes. Because any mistake that I made was certainly not my intent, but it was because I didn't know. So I'm asking you today, have you examined your role as a father? Are you on track to be a good father? Are you going to leave your kids an inheritance? I know my time is up, but I got another minute or two here. I'm going to take a little bit of time here. Because God is good to all of us, and He wants us to be good to our children. Leave them an inheritance, something to remember you by. Now, I suggest, as I always suggest on Mother's Day, take your fathers out today. Even if you take them to get a hot dog, take them out today. If you can't take them anywhere but to McDonald's, take them out today. Let them know that you love them. I tell the same thing on Mother's Day, take your mothers out. But mothers don't share the same role as a father. A mother has her own roles in being a parent, but a father has his roles in being a parent as well. He is the one who leads the house, or at least he's the one who is supposed to lead the house. And when that father falls down on the job, so goes that household. The Word of God says that a father, a good man, is to leave an inheritance for his children and his children's children. So with that, as I close this message down now, if anyone is have a desire to be a member of the Lord's body, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. If you've already become a member but somewhere you went astray, you come back by asking the Lord to forgive you, asking it to come forward, ask the church to pray with and for you that you may grow strong. If this is your desire, as we together sing, stand and sing the song of invitation.